I believe that it's important to change your mindset around the work that you're doing and know not all of it is going to be the most fun. A lot of it is going to be very uncomfortable. And I think that you have to get uncomfortable to get what you want.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. I've got a shorty episode for you today, but my hope is that you walk away from this episode and think, dang, I needed that. That's exactly what I needed to hear today. So this whole thing originated, this whole idea that I'm going to share with you today originated from an ins and outs list that I did for 2024. So this is a trend online where you write down everything that's in for you for 2024 and everything that's out for you. So it's really personal. I'll put it in the show notes of this episode if you want to see everything that I included so you don't have to go back to December on my social media posts to see what it is. But one of, like, let me give you an example. One of my outs, like what's out for me in 2024, is listening to true crime every single day. Now, this one breaks my heart because I am a true crime junkie for sure. And Crime Junkie is my favorite podcast of all time. However, I realized that listening to murder and kidnapping every day is very low vibe. I don't know what I was thinking that was a good idea. So I have stopped that and I've replaced that time because when I'm getting ready, when I'm in the shower, when I'm on the treadmill, when I go for walks outside, I always have something in my earbuds. And so now it's more inspirational podcasts, business podcasts, fiction, nonfiction books. Like I'm starting to be way more creative because I'm fueling my brain. I didn't realize the bad road I was going down, but it feels good to kind of come back to feeling inspired daily instead of like scared that someone's going to break into my house. So there's that. So true crime on a daily basis is out. I'll still watch Dateline, but that's like once a week. Okay. So one of the things that is in for me is what this episode's about. It's this golden nugget that, if I'm being completely honest, I feel like what I'm going to share with you is absolutely the foundational piece of how I've built the success that I have. I really do think it's the secret to my success more than anything else I've ever shared on this podcast. I mean that to my core. So here it is. Learn to love what it takes to get what you want. That's it. That's the simple concept. Learn to love what it takes to get what you want. Now, I say it's a simple concept. It's not necessarily totally simple to implement, but it's absolutely doable. And it's all it is a mindset shift. It's just a mindset shift. I got to give Leila Hormozi credit for this. I have no idea if she created that motto or she saw it somewhere, but she posted about it online and I saw it from her and I thought, ding, 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 that like spoke to my core. Now, the naysayers that are listening to this episode are going to be shaking their heads. They're going to say, no, 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 no. Don't force yourself to love something that you don't love. Don't build a business on the foundation of having to hustle to make it work. And I am not about the hustle mentality. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I really regret my hustle mentality and habits for probably the first 10 years of my business. But I do believe, just as a caveat, that in your first few years of business, you are hustling. I don't know any way around it. You're saying yes more than you say no to understand what you like, what you don't like, what you're good at, what you're not good at, what direction you want to go. But after those first, let's say 2 to 3 years, I think it's important to move away from saying yes more often than you say no and kind of shift that, say no more often to focus on the things you do well And also, I don't think you have to make as many sacrifices as you do in the first few years once you start building that foundation of your business. So I think there's a season for some hustling in the beginning. And I also think there's a season for sometimes hustling around really important projects that you just got to get done. Like I hustled back in 2022 in preparation for my book to come out. There's just way too much to do that I worked longer hours than normal. I did more intense work than I've ever done in a long time. I was uncomfortable throughout all the experience, but I knew what I wanted and I kept my eye on the prize. So it was totally worth it to me. But right when that book came out, I stepped right out of the hustle mentality and got back into a more peaceful existence in my business. So I'm also about seasons sometimes, but just you can't live there. But this episode is not anything about hustling. So my naysayers, that's not the direction I'm going. So just stay with me here. I believe that it's important to change your mindset around the work that you're doing and know not all of it is going to be the most fun. A lot of it is going to be very uncomfortable. And I think that you have to get uncomfortable to get what you want. And so I want to talk about that. But before I get into that concept of being uncomfortable to grow, I think it's necessary and we're going to go there. But before that, I also want to talk about desperate energy. So desperate energy is like, I got to be successful today. Like some people will come on my webinars and they're like, does this strategy help me make money in the next 30 days? And I could just feel the desperation oozing from them. I don't judge it. I have absolutely had it in my early days, but I also know that's not going to get you where you want to go. So it's not this desperate energy to say yes to everything, do everything, try everything, work long hours, work every minute, every weekend. No. However, I do believe this concept of learning to love what it takes to get what you want is about absolute drive and focus. Because when you are clear about what you want, and when you put together a plan of how you're going to get there, even though that plan is never foolproof, but you put together an educated guess as to what it's going to take to get there, and you put your head down and you do what it takes to make it happen, that is what I'm talking about. So I want to share a little bit about how this played out in my own life as I built this business over the last 15 years and why I believe this is literally the foundational piece of my success. Y'all already know that I've been doing this for about 15 years. And when I first set out to do what I wanted to do in terms of create this business, I didn't have it all figured out. If you told me 15 years later, this is where I'd be, it's not far off from what I thought I wanted, but I wasn't exactly sure how it was all going to come together. Remember when I started, I used to do social media for small businesses, very different than creating digital courses and selling them to the masses. So it's evolved over time, but I always knew I wanted to create digital courses. However, it's not like when I set out to create this business, I said, I want to teach people how to create digital courses. I never said that in the beginning. I also didn't say I want to teach people how to grow an email list. I didn't say that I wanted to change the world. I wasn't dreaming that big. In the beginning, I said, I want more financial freedom. I want to be my own boss. I want to call the shots. I want more flexibility. I want the sky to be the limit. I want to have more confidence. I want to prove to myself that I can be my own boss. In the beginning, that's what it looked like. And so because I was very clear about what I wanted, I was willing to do what it took to get there because I knew what the promised land looked like to me. Now, over the years, I can tell you that my desires and wants have changed. I wake up every morning and I want to change lives of those that I work with. I want to teach my students how to create their own financial freedom. I want my students to become their own boss. I want to teach people how to find that. I'm very clear now, but in the beginning, I hadn't really done that yet. I hadn't done it for myself. So before I teach other people how to do it, I had to just make it about me. And so that set me on the right path. I was very clear in the beginning what I wanted. And as you can see, when you're clear about what you want to your core, it propels you to truly love what it takes to get there. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have
physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/made easy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/made easy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/made easy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. And that word love is a little tricky. I'll get to that in a minute. But here's the truth. I prefer spending time with Hobie and Scout on the dock at our lake house over creating an Instagram reel. Or don't even get me started about how much I don't necessarily love going live on stage, like getting up and doing a presentation to a live audience. I just had to do this literally days ago and I dreaded it. Now, the secret is once I do it and I get off stage, I'm like, why don't I do this all the time? But the lead up to it is really rough for me. I don't love the idea of speaking on stage. And I also don't love having to figure out every single promotion we're going to do throughout the year and tie the revenue to it and all the analytics and all the numbers. I don't love that. However, I love having financial freedom. I love calling the shots. I love being my own boss. I love the fact that if I want to take 2 weeks off in June to go to Italy to bring my mom on this amazing trip, which we have planned, I love that I did not have to ask anyone for permission. And I also love working with people to help them create a better version of themselves and a better future than they ever imagined. I love that. So what I've learned to do is I love the end game. So I'm going to find a way to be comfortable in the uncomfort of doing all of this. It's uncomfortable for me to get on stage. It's uncomfortable for me to try to figure out all the logistics of a year-long promotional plan. It's uncomfortable for me to make those Instagram reels sometimes. I don't like it. However, I love what they do for my business and what they do for my family. So I'm willing to get uncomfortable. I'm willing to do the things that are not my favorite because I love where they take me. So that's where the word love gets a little bit tricky.
So learn to love what it takes to get what you want. It's a little bit tricky in the sense that I don't think you're going to be waking up and being like, I can't wait to make another TikTok video. But you are waking up thinking, I love the life that my actions have afforded me in my business. So it just is a little bit of a different mindset shift. And I also don't sit there and just hate every minute of the stuff that makes me uncomfortable. I've actually learned to love being uncomfortable until I'm not. I know that I won't stay there. I know that it won't last forever. So I will say I have learned to love being uncomfortable. It's a weird way of saying it, but I am very comfortable being uncomfortable. And that is like the secret to my success. And I know that every day is not going to be great. That's another thing that I've learned to love the experience of entrepreneurship. And that includes knowing that not every day is a great day. I don't have the answers half the time. I'm winging it here and there. I'm dealing with employee issues that are uncomfortable. I'm dealing with missed goals, having to rally the team around, what are we going to do now? All of that is uncomfortable, but I know where it's taking me. Now, the tricky thing is if you haven't experienced the success you're after yet, you don't have total proof that it's worth it to be uncomfortable till you get what you want. But that's when you just have to believe in the bigger picture. You have to be inspired by other entrepreneurs and think if they can do it, so can I. You have to flood your mind with inspirational podcasts and books and surround yourself with people doing bigger things than you. So there's proof everywhere that this is possible for you so that you will learn to love what it takes to get what you want. I want to give you an example of this. The other day I was talking to my CEO and we were troubleshooting an issue that we're having in our marketing department. And I was telling her, okay, maybe we should do this, or you need to talk to this person and then you need to get them to do this and then we can do that. And then maybe this will go away because it's a problem we're dealing with. Like I need it to go away. And the reason my CEO is so amazing is she's a thinker first before she's a doer. And I'm just like, let's do this, let's do that. And she said to me, I hear you, but I'm willing to sit in the discomfort just for a moment to see if maybe we can figure this out and feel really solid about our decision instead of throwing spaghetti on the wall. We have a little time, but that means we have to sit in the discomfort. And I thought, damn, first of all, my CEO is brilliant. And second, she's right. I want it solved now, so I'm willing to make some rash decisions that I have no idea if we're moving in the right direction. But if I sat in this discomfort, which I've done many times, so I know I'm capable of it, maybe the right answer will show itself. Maybe not, but maybe it will. And so that's exactly what we did. And I can honestly say we've gotten more clarity because of it, just sitting in the discomfort. It's funny because when you go to my show notes, so amyporterfield.com/660, and you look at my whole list of what's in and what's out for me in 2024, one of the things that is out is being impatient. And so my CEO was reminding me, oh, we're going to have to be a little bit more patient with this one. So I'm learning every which way that I turn about like what I need to focus on and what works for me and what doesn't. And this was just a really great reminder. I believe to my core that this concept of learning to love what it takes to get what you want is the answer to being a stronger entrepreneur, to finding the success you want, and also to get really clear on what you want. So if you're thinking, okay, I believe you, Amy, I want to do this. What's the first thing I need to do? Get clear on what you want and make it so compelling that it gets you up in the morning. So exciting that you think about it all the time. I don't know if this is totally healthy, but it is very true for me. I eat, sleep, and breathe my business. I eat, sleep, and breathe thinking about my students, the success that they're having, the challenges that they're having. I think about my team every single day. Now, it's not the only thing I think about. I love spending time with my family. I love different hobbies that I've taken on and new things that I'm trying outside of work. I only work 3 or 4 days a week right now. So there's a lot of time that I'm not working, but it's always on my heart. It's always on my mind. And I don't mean that in a really unhealthy way. I can still be present. It's always there. And it is there because I know where I'm going and what I want, and I know what it's been able to do for me. And I love that. I love the business I've created. And not every day is easy. And most of the time I'm uncomfortable. And I guess I just wanted you to hear that because some of you think you're doing it wrong. I'm uncomfortable. I'm frustrated. I'm confused. I must be doing it wrong. No, I'm going to say, welcome to entrepreneurship. You're doing it right. You're in it and you're not running from it. So then maybe the only shift you need to make is normalizing not having a great day every day in your business, and then normalizing and learning to love what the uncomfortable will bring you. That's really what I want you to take away with this. The more willing you are to get uncomfortable, the more willing you are to say, every day doesn't have to be a great day in my business to get what I want. And the more clear you are about what you want, you are golden. So I hope this episode hit you right when it needed to. I hope you walk away feeling more energized and excited and just really driven to make something happen, because you have everything you need to do so. You just need to be willing to get uncomfortable. All right, my friend, take some time to think about this. And I want you to DM me on Instagram. I'd love to know what you're taking away from this episode. Like if it hit you in a certain way, if you're willing to get more uncomfortable, if you're starting to understand that concept more, I want to know what you think about this episode, because I really do think it could be a turning point for you if you let it. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in with me. Of course, every Thursday is a longer, more in-depth episode. So Tuesdays are shorties, Thursdays are longer. So I'll see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Bye for now.